You guys, I am so freaking excited for the month of July. I feel all the feelings of hype, joy, and prosperity coming through me, and I want to share that with you today. We have our beautiful signature program called the Coaching Mentorship opening for enrollment on July 27th. So if you're listening to this, the Coaching Mentorship is opening for enrollment soon. And this is an 8-week live coaching experience with me where you get to learn the exact strategies of building, sustaining, and scaling a multiple six-figure coaching business. So if you're out there in the online space, whether you are a new coach, an experienced coach, or just a woman with a dream and an idea and you've been sitting on it for a while, we will cover all of the steps and all of the important principles that have allowed me to create a prosperous coaching business while also creating time freedom in my life. So if you've seen other coaches out there scaling their business and you feel like you're not where you want to be, if you're feeling exhausted by content creation or unsure of how to show up and market yourself, or if you even feel stuck on the concepts of niche and ideal client, where to begin, guys, all of week one, I'm sharing my niche master series with you inside of that program. This is the course for you. It's 8 weeks. It's a live experience. You get to learn all of the things that will allow you to scale. The Coaching Mentorship is open for enrollment once a year. And like I said, this is an 8-week live program, which means you'll get video modules, audio files, and PDF guides to study every single week, including videos where you'll actually get to watch me coach clients. Plus, you'll also get live coaching calls within the program and Q&A sessions with me inside so you can feel directly supported in your business. We are going to cover strategy around ideal client mastery, how to cultivate your message that sells in the online space, how to coach your clients, how to build your offers, design your products, create group coaching programs, and beautiful masterminds, and also we cover client intake, onboarding, and more. So I'm going to teach you the pillars. This is about learning how to grow your coaching business, aka be the business owner and operator and leader of your empire. But then I'm also going to teach you how to coach and how to support your clients and how to really show up in that energetic space of leadership. Plus, I will share my personal multiple six-figure business strategy with you and teach you my methods for scaling multiple revenue streams and passive revenue in your online coaching business. This program is not going to be open again until 2021, and we open our doors on July 27th. So if you want to sink into the offer, get on the waitlist and get access to those beautiful bonuses, which we have not announced yet, you're definitely going to want to be on that waitlist. And it is simply so easy to join. You just have to go to businessbabe.com/coach, and that will get you right on the list. And that link directly, businessbabe.com/coach, will show you all of the principles inside of this program. You get to look at all 8 weeks of modules, the entire product breakdown, and what's included. So I love you guys. I'm so excited. July 27th, mark your calendars. Doors open for our 2020 round, and I cannot wait to welcome all of you guys inside of the program. I was telling my team this yesterday. I have never felt so freaking connected and aligned and inspired by the women who are in a challenge series with me. Like this, I'm in awe of all of you guys. You have been showing up so fully and sharing your heart inside of the Facebook group, talking about your personal struggles and your breakthroughs and your celebrations and your vulnerability. And I just encourage you guys to remember, like, that energy of sharing and being open is so important for creating transformation within yourself. Because in that process of sharing, even if it's just in this private group, you are being vulnerable in claiming your process. I spent so much of my life not sharing so many different qualities and aspects of myself. And we're going to talk about this today because day 4 is leadership. We're unblocking our leadership energy today. But yes, I spent so much time being afraid to share these certain parts of myself that I felt like would be judged, or people would see me as not good enough, or they would like out me out, right? Like find out my secrets. And that showed up in my life and in business as well. So we're going to dive into all of that. But yeah, I've never felt so freaking aligned and excited for everything that we've been doing over the last week.
And it feels really, really freaking good. And I'm going to share with you why, some of the things that we've done differently this round, the lessons I have learned. I think I'm going to record a whole podcast around this launch, because this round of the coaching mentorship is the most potent offer I have ever put out. I feel so excited about it. I'm so aligned with the offer. We just solidified our bonuses for the program, and I'm like drooling over them. They feel so freaking good. And I'm showing up differently. And as a result, I'm attracting incredible women into the circle who are unlike anything I've ever had before in our challenge series. So I want to say thank you to all of you guys for trusting me. And good morning. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Vanessa, Karen, Kersey, Chili, Christina, Mel, Elizabeth. Hi, Kayla, Reyes, Crystal, Lauren, Tammy. You guys have such, every time I'm anchoring into you guys, Natalie, Mia, Casey, Louise, Tara. You know, I shared this on my Instagram in a post that is coming out tomorrow or later today. I haven't really decided. But every single person that you work with is a heartbeat. Every single follower you have, every single email address you are given. This is not a numbers game. These are humans. And in the early days of my business, I played the numbers game. I was like trying to hit certain levels and numerically trying to step into things and claim certain outcomes for myself, whether it was like an amount of Instagram followers I wanted, or a certain amount of people on the email list, or a certain amount of dollars in my bank account. I would play this number game all the time. And it really stopped me from creating financial freedom for myself, because I was looking at people like they were numbers instead of looking at people as heartbeats, as human beings. Every single transaction you receive, there's a human on the other line of that that is trusting you, that is having faith. All of you guys here in this challenge, like, you are not numbers to me. You are freaking powerful women, and you are here to do some incredible work in this lifetime. And I honor you for embodying that and declaring it and showing up for it in this series, right? So I just want to share that with you, because I think that's really important. You know, we're celebrating a lot of really beautiful milestones. We had, I think, over 300 people on the wait list for the coaching mentorship program. That's wild. Now, not everybody's going to enroll, right? But just to see that 350 or 340 of you incredible humans are saying, yes, I'm ready to be the best coach I can possibly be. That alone, like, I don't care what happens after the waitlist, the fact that you have decided to put your name down for that, whew, yes. You are declaring that you want to be better at what you do in this world so that you can make more money, so that you can be more successful, so that you can have the financial freedom that you desire, but also too, so that you can be of service to more people, and also to so that you can have the time freedom that you desire. And I think so many people have this resistance or this block in claiming the business of their dreams, of creating the success that they desire. My dog's butt over here. I don't know. What are you doing? Can I ask you what you're doing? If you guys are listening to the replay of the podcast, my dog's butt is like just in this video right now, and you can't see it here on Instagram, but it's happening. Yeah, so a lot of people block their ability to be successful because they have really unhealthy relationships with leadership and with money. And a lot of us have like almost this split identity within ourselves, where part of us over here, part of us really wants to be a badass. We want to create financial freedom. We want to have all of the abundance in the world. We want to make tons of money doing very, very little work. And we want tons of time, freedom, and opportunity. And that's over here. That's this one side of us on the left-hand side, right? Just chilling and having these dreams and these desires. And it's a big reason why you guys are here, right? That part of you, that empowered part of you, led you to the decision to opt into the free day, free 5-day series, Coach to Cash, right? You said, I want more. I want to be better. I want to do better. I want to have breakthroughs. I want to go above and beyond and improve myself and create the business of my dreams. That's part you over here. Then there's this other part of you on the other side that is in your humanness and is very much conditioned based on how she grew up. So this part of you over here on the right-hand side is saying things like, no matter how hard you work, you don't reach your goals anyway, right? Well, think of all those times you tried things and you failed. And you want those things, but you know what? If you were being a person who made a lot of money, that's kind of weird, right? Like, I don't know. I've never done that before. Like, good for you. Like, you want that, but I don't know. Like, that seems really weird. Would people think that you're evil because you're rich? Would you keep the same friends? Would your family be supportive, right? There's, like, all this stuff over here on the right. And also, too, on this right-hand side is that relationship we have with working hard. I cannot tell you how many people have this pattern because it's the old version of me, right? I said this on Instagram today. We're always attracting an old version of ourselves for our clients. And this old version of me, she was a fucking hustler. Like, she worked so hard. She exhausted herself 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day. And this part of you over here on the right, she is a hustler. She says, nothing good comes if you don't work hard for it, right? If you're resting, you're lazy, right? So this part of you over here, she has all of this energy around your relationship with relaxation, your relationship with time freedom, your relationship with work and hustle and force. And on this side, on this right-hand side, she's this version of you over here, she's really stopping you. She's stopping you from creating the life you desire. She's stopping you from being abundant. She's stopping you from living life on your own terms. And many of us will die. Probably not you guys because you're all here, but many of us will die never having really lived. There's this book out where they interviewed like hundreds of different people. I don't remember the name of the book. Something of the Dying. And it's they interview all these people who were near death. They were having like their final moments and they asked them what they regret. And all of these people regret never having been true to themselves. They wish they could go back in time and honor the parts of themselves that they made have dishonored in their lifetime. And we are dishonoring ourselves. When we say, oh, I want time freedom and I want abundance and I want prosperity, but we put ourselves in situations where we don't allow that, whether it's self-sabotage or we overwork and exhaust ourselves or we question our gut feelings and our intuition and we let our brain get in the way or we let our fear get in the way. You are living out of alignment every single time you make a decision that's based in fear. You are honoring an old version of you instead of the woman that you are meant to become. So important to remember that. The woman that you are meant to become, she lives in an environment that you do not currently operate in. And in order to get there, we need to be hard now. Not six figures from now, not 17 clients from now, not fancy website and graphics from now. We need to be here right now. I'm going to give you an example of this. This has shown up. I could give you dozens and dozens of examples of this where I have lived in a new reality than I actually currently had, and I attracted that reality because that's what we want, right? We want to change. We want time freedom. We want abundance. We want prosperity. How do we do that? We live as that person. So here are some examples. My first year of business, I didn't really do so well, right? I would say I spun my wheels, I was figuring things out. Then within 12 months, I had multiple six figures like that. We had talked about this yesterday. It was that leap, that moment where I invested in myself. I took this stretch and that moment so profound for me. Because in the moment of investing in myself, like I told you guys yesterday, I was deciding that I was going to be somebody who could make $8,000 investments. I had never done that before in my life. I don't think at that point I'd ever put that much money down for a car, let alone a coaching experience with a mentor, right? Like that had never happened. But in the woman, in the vision I had of the woman that I was becoming, she had no problem making that investment. Because the woman I was becoming was making multiple six figures, $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, right? All of these beautiful things I wanted. And I knew, well, if I believe that this is going to work, I will get there and I will become that woman, but I need to act like her right now to get there. This is about allowing the vibration of what you're trying to attract to exist within you so that you attract it into your physical world. So that's one example, right? Within that year, I had made $188,000, boom. Then I went to a Tony Robbins event, and I had been to Tony Robbins events before. They changed my life. I remember my first event, I literally put like $500 on a credit card. It was my last chunk of change in the vision and the pursuit of what I wanted. Anyway, I went back to a Tony Robbins event. I had just made my first $188,000 a year. And then there I was celebrating. Hey, it worked. I invested in my coach. It worked, right? I hit my milestone. It's working. So here I am at Tony Robbins, and I see this offer that is a big investment. It's like $5,000 a month, plus all of the travel expenses, plus all the hotel expenses, plus the trip fees that you would go on. This investment ended up equaling, I think, like $150,000 worth of resources for me. And at that time, in that moment, I had only ever made $188,000. So here I was, I see this investment, and I get this gut feeling. Now, this is intuition, guys. Intuition, when you're operating from fear of missing out, or you're operating from scarcity, like the offer's here and I can't miss it, when you're operating from wanting to fit in and do what everybody else is doing, you're making the wrong decisions for yourself. Intuition is different. Intuition and download of like, this is what you need to do, they come from your body, okay? They come from you. It's this feeling in your gut or this feeling in your heart where you feel like, oh my God, this is it. You see it, you know it, you get the thought, you should do this. And it feels really exciting, but it also feels really scary, right? Because this part of your brain on the right is trying to find the evidence to support why this is a safe decision, and it's clearly not based on what you have been through in your life before. So you get really scared and you get uncomfortable because your humanness is like, wow, we've never fucking done this before. This feels really awkward, right? What if something bad happens? So here I was, I'm feeling that fear, but I get this intuitive knowing, this deep download and soul's calling that this is what I have to do. And I knew this investment was huge. So I called my husband, we had a talk, and he said, go for it, babe. Go for it. Now, here's the thing, ladies, please keep this in mind. When you talk to your husbands about what to do, and we cover this in the coaching, mentorship, and sales strategy, because when I started my coaching business, I would attract women who would talk to their husbands about, you know, this beautiful offer that they wanted to take or this investment that they wanted to have. And they would say, okay, they'd get on a call with me for discovery, and they go, yeah, I just got to talk to my husband and like, I'll let you know. And for some reason, every time on those sales calls, they would come back and say, yeah, like I just can't, right? So we need to talk about this. And in my sales week of the coaching mentorship program, I teach you my sales strategy that has allowed me to close 98% of the phone calls I get on. So no matter what I'm offering, I always close them. Now, the objections you will get on a sales call, and we'll talk about this tomorrow in sales, is I have to ask my husband, or I don't have the time, or I don't have the money. Now, ladies, when you talk to your husband about something, your husband is feeding off of your feminine energy. He is going to make a decision based on how you feel because he wants his wife, who he loves, to be seen and supported, and he wants her to feel good. So when you go to your husband, you're like, yeah, like I got this thing came up, and like, I don't know if I'm gonna do it. I'm like nervous and like, I don't know if we have the money right now. And like, I'm just like, I don't know. What do you think? What is he going to say? He's going to say, this decision stresses my wife out. This decision makes her really uncomfortable. This decision doesn't feel like she's excited about it. No way. Don't do it. Right. And then women are like, oh, my husband's not supportive. Of course, he's probably incredibly supportive. But it's what you say and how you say it that will determine his reaction. So when I talk to my husband, I always make it a point to really embody my higher power. Say, babe, I know this is scary. I know this is uncomfortable, but I really, really want to do this. And I firmly believe that it's going to create the results I want. And all the time, Matt is so supportive of me, right? He's always like, yeah, go for it. Now, if you don't have support, right, we could have a whole conversation around that and what that really means in your relationship and really explore that dynamic. But I really encourage you, you know, for your partners, your spouses, whether they're a man or a woman, just please show up to be in your energy of what you want, because that will create the result that you really actually desire in those conversations. So I went to my husband and I'm like, yeah, honey, I got this thing. I'm going to do it. It's really scary. I want to do it. Tell me what you think, right? And he was like, go for it. And that investment, $150,000 or more, that year I made $500,000 in my business. I can keep going with these examples. They don't just apply to money. When I'm trying to heal my body, when I show up like I am already healthy, I make decisions that get me to my result. If I show up like I'm sick and I'm trying to get healthy, I will make decisions based on being sick. I won't move my body as much. I'll be frustrated. I'll eat the chips to self-soothe because I'm feeling like, oh, poor me, I'm so sick. But when I'm embodying the version of me that I want to become, everything starts to open up. Everything starts to change. So a lot of you guys, when you take these leaps from, you know, into programs, whether it be a one-on-one relationship or a group program like the coaching mentorship, you're making a leap that is different based on your current reality, and that's you embodying your leadership. Here's the truth. Nobody is going to pay to work with you, to invest in themselves, if you are not doing the same. You need to be in energetic alignment. Being a leader is about being in alignment with what you teach. When I went to that first Tony Robbins event, I met this girl, Leah. And Leah was beautiful. She was glowing. She had blonde hair. She had these big eyelashes that she was getting done. And she had a beautiful body. And she was just so happy and so vibrant all the time. And she sold essential oils. Now, I looked at Leah and I was like, wow, she knows something that I don't. She is doing something that I'm not doing. She's vibrant and I don't feel that way. I need to learn from Leah. And then when Leah comes to me and she's like, yeah, you know, I use these oils every day. I meditate. I use them for natural healing instead of chemicals on my body. And I just feel so good. I was like, sign me the F up. Get me a product. I gotta do this. I looked at Leah and saw that she was embodying something that I wanted. She was being a leader for me. She was showing me the way, the truth, the path of where I was meant to go. I took my leap of investing with her because I saw her being what I desired to be. So if you're in this place where you've been trying to grow your coaching business for how long? A year, 6 months, 2 months? If it's the beginning, I encourage you to please take the lessons you're receiving today. Jump into your experience of doing the work and growing yourself. When I stepped into my relationship with leadership, I had this really big fear that I was not a leader. I was insecure. If I look back at my Facebook lives, I'm like, oh my God, who is that girl, right? I was like nervous and shaky and awkward and fumbled on my thoughts and I wasn't sure what I was saying and I felt really worried about like, well, who's going to jump on? Who's going to jump on? And I would think about that. Oh my God, is my grandma going to be on this line? Is my ex-boyfriend going to be on this line? Is that girl from high school who's going to make fun of me going to be on this line? I was embodying my inner child. I was embodying this little girl who was really scared and didn't feel like she was in her power. And as a result, my business didn't grow because I was so deeply afraid of being seen publicly and big. Someone said this to me before, when your Instagram is at 39,000, which is where we are today, the reason that you're not at 100,000, 150,000, whatever it may be, the reason is because you can't handle the visibility or the criticism or the judgment that may come with where you are right now. So you self-sabotage. You're like, okay, this container's small. Let me keep it small. Let me like micromanage this because I'm so afraid if I'm really, really big, will I handle that judgment? Will I be able to feel secure in the messages that I receive back? Will somebody hurt my feelings, right? That is your lack of leadership showing up. And it's a reminder for you guys to say, hey, look at your wounds, sister. Look at your stories. Look at your fear. Look at your blocks. Look at this narrative that you are playing out. Being a leader is about, number one, leading by example. And when you're in a coaching space and you are dedicated to this belief that says, I believe that people should be improving themselves. That's what you're doing, right? Whether it's a digital course or a one-on-one experience, you're offering something that you believe people need to have. That essential oils girl, Leah, she believed everybody should have essential oils, and that's why she was so successful. She believed in what she was selling. If you believe that investing in yourself is really important and you have not done that, or you haven't done it to the standard that you really, really desire to do, that's a lack of alignment. That's a lack of intention. For me, when I was teaching spirituality and I knew it was important, but there were weeks or maybe months of my life where I wasn't fully practicing what I preached, I was living out of alignment. And it was harder for me to inspire other people to create change for themselves when I wasn't actually fully doing that work for me. Does this make sense? Now, whether you're new or you're an experienced coach, there are always lessons that we can look at for inner work. And inner work isn't just about enrolling in a program, right? When we invest in what we believe and we invest in what we're trying to do for ourselves because we believe it will be successful, investing is not just about the dollar. It is about investing your time. Are you showing up for your live coaching calls, right? In the coaching mentorship, there's 6 of them and 2 Q&As. Will you show up for those? Will you mark them on your calendar? Are you showing up to do the homeworks and the course trainings every week, right? Are you showing up? And in your business, are you showing up? Are you spending time serving your community, sitting at your desk, painting the vision, working towards your goal? Are you spending time there? Are you spending energy there? Now, here's what's important to note. Being a leader is about focusing on the energy of what you are creating and not on the energy that currently exists. So I was working with a client last night and she was in this place of like, she had a goal for herself. She was setting the goal. She just started working with me one-on-one. She had these goals. She said, Lauren, I've never hit a goal that I've set for myself. Every single time I've set them and I don't. I set them and I don't. What is going on, right? What the hell is happening? Well, one of the biggest reasons she hasn't been actually achieving these goals is because she's been forcing her efforts. She's been pushing. She's been, you know, really, really hustling. And what happens for her is she'll launch and she'll get really excited the first week. And then she'll feel really exhausted and she'll feel really doubtful and she'll feel really disconnected and upset for the days or the weeks that follow in her open enrollment for her programs or her coaching or her group experiences. And the reason that she gets down on herself is because she keeps looking at her physical reality and she goes, oh my God, only 3 people signed up. This is only a $15,000 launch. Oh my God, this isn't working, because her goals were bigger, right? So she starts looking at her physical reality and she's like, it's not here, it's not here, it's not here, this sucks, right? That's an example of how you are investing your energy in the wrong place. Your energy needs to be on where you are going. So one thing I do when I'm filling my programs or I'm in these experiences with you guys, I am anchoring into the feelings of everything that I want to create. So in the mornings, I'm sitting down and I'm actually closing my eyes and I'm thinking about every single incredible, gorgeous soul that is coming into my energetic field. Women who sign up with me, who I get to help, and I visualize their businesses growing, their excitement, their celebration when they enroll, and the joy of the results that they have. This last week, I sat down with 4 different graduates from the coaching mentorship program, and I freaking cried. Like, I cried, so proud of them, because each and every one had an incredible success story to tell me. And that is what I'm anchoring into. I am anchoring into the vision of what I want. I'm anchoring into the joy of my business. That's when you focus your energy in the right places. Not, I'm so broke, look at my bank account, this isn't working, blah, blah, blah. Where your focus goes, your energy flows, right? So when you're focused on all that shit, you don't change, you don't evolve, you don't grow. You just keep creating that over and over and over again. So looking forward in what you're building and tapping into that energy. So investing, just to recap with you guys, money, energy, time, and then the 4th one is love. Are you investing love into what you are building? Are you opening your heart when you show up to share on social media? Are you opening your heart when you have a conversation with somebody in your DMs or in your comments? Are you bearing your heart and letting that lead you in the pursuit of what you desire? Being in your heart space in business is kind of a mixed bag because we're conditioned by men. We've learned how to work in this, like if you look at the human history of life, right? Women learn to work because men worked first, right? And so we model them. And what do men do? They hustle. They focus on their outcomes. They go, they go, they go. They have a desire. Women don't have to work that way to be successful. And in addition, when you work in your feminine energy, you are more successful. When you're like, what is my soul calling me to create today? How can I connect with this human, right? How can I be passionate and playful and enjoy my experience? That's, I'm telling you guys, that is where the money follows over and over and over again. Because like we talk about in coaching, mentorship, and sales, women make decisions, and men too, we make decisions for sales based on the limbic part of our brain, which is our emotion, and it doesn't speak in language. It deals with, hey, does this feel right? Am I going to make the sale? Does it feel right? And that is something that everyone can learn from when we're having these sales strategies, is how can I make the person on the other line feel safe? You open your heart. You bare your heart to them, right? You connect. You allow that. So keep that in mind. Now, Tiffany has a question. She says, Lauren, if you are a new coach, would you suggest starting by offering one-on-one coaching or group coaching? That's a really great question. And I would encourage you guys, because we do talk about this in CM as well, knowing what offer to run with first and knowing what offer to run with based on your season of business. In CM, I talked to you guys, there are four seasons of business. And your journey as an entrepreneur, you're going through those four seasons over and over again. And each season has a really intensive, powerful outcome that creates your success. You need to know what to market and what to launch and what to sell based on what season you are in. So we'll dive in more deeply into the program with that. But then also too, recognizing the flow formula, which I talk about in CM, and your offers have different monetary value, and knowing what to market and sell is really based on where you are in your season of business combined with where you are in your flow formula. So I would say just a short answer to that, because I can't go through it without the slides and training, is to really trust your intuition and say, what am I excited to fill and launch right now? What lights me up and get me super pumped when I think about bringing in clients for it? Because that's what's going to sell. Lauren says, I needed this so much today, currently exiting an emotional abusive relationship where I didn't have support. Good for you, babe. And this is about embodying your leadership, Lauren, because all of us, when we decide that we are going to be leaders, we decide we're going to be coaches, we decide we're going to put a unique product out there in the world that is special to us, that is a part of us, you are birthing something out there for other people to receive. And that is about transformation. So oftentimes when you do that and then you set goals around it, you say, okay, I want a one-on-one client, or I want four people in my program. The universe says, okay, you want that. Who do you need to be to make that happen? And sometimes we need to look at all these areas of our personal life to do work. So the fact that this is coming up for you now, Lauren, I can be so safe to bet that you will start to make more money than you're making right now after that ends, because you're breaking off negative energy and you're also doing the inner work. And that's really, really important, being that leader, embodying the decisions. If you had a client going through this, what would you decide? For me, and Elizabeth is asking this, how do we tap into the higher versions of ourselves? We're going to dive into that today with our homework assignment, and I'll just share briefly with you. I am always looking at areas of my life that are not in energetic alignment. It can be the house I live in, the car I drive, the relationship I'm in, the food I eat, the time, the way I spend my time, the TV shows I watch, the way I self-care or don't, right? All of this, if you look at your current reality and you say, wow, the million-dollar version of me would do a lot of things differently, this is where we start. Start doing things differently. Embody who you are becoming. And the woman you are becoming is somebody who creates a thriving, successful business for herself while also having tons of time freedom. And she is making a difference in the world doing what she loves. That's who you are becoming. And you may have a monetary goal associated with that. You may have a vision of you speaking on stage with that, or writing books in that vision, whatever it may be. That version of you, we need to make sure we are working to be her every single day. Every single day. I love this. Natalie says, so many nuggets of wisdom in today's video. Caitlin says, what do you do when you're stuck with this weird funk of not taking action? When you're not taking action on something, it could be a couple of different things. Number one, and this is where we talk like self-sabotage around your leadership, not embodying your higher power by doing the things that you need to do. Sometimes, number one, you're not showing up to take action because the action that you think you need to take does not feel good. when I was on my health journey, I can look at my timeline and the seasons of my life where I was the heaviest were the seasons of my life where I was telling my mind that I needed to do crazy complicated things that I didn't want to do to get the results I desired. I was like, okay, next, you know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. So I have to go to the gym every day for like 2 hours and I have to only eat green vegetables all day until the night and then I can have one meal. The story in my head was like, this has to be complicated and has to be really fucking hard. And in business, I see this a lot where many students are studying with coaches that make things complicated and students are in overwhelm. They're in analysis paralysis. They're exhausted by these methods. And then they're like, oh, I don't even have the time to do any of that. And then they just don't take any action at all. And this is why if you look at any group program I've ever created, because they're all different and they all teach different things, coaching mentorship especially, it's about teaching you the simple steps, teaching you the easy way, teaching you the strategies that make sense and don't overwhelm you. So sometimes when you are not taking action, it is because you have this really twisted perspective of like what you think has to be done because you're listening to everybody else. Sometimes we're not taking action because the action we think we have to take does not feel good. It is not our true calling path. So for me, when I was in my health journey, I love these analogies because they're so profound for me, and I hope they are for you guys. When I was in my health and wellness journey, I thought I had to be paleo. And at one point, I thought I had to be keto. And when I was keto, I was like eating a lot of fats and I was eating a lot of meat. And I don't like to eat meat. It doesn't feel energetically aligned with me to eat animal products. And in that journey of being keto, which I thought was the way, I didn't feel like I was honoring my higher self at all. So I stopped doing it. And then I was like, Lauren, you got to go back. Keto, 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 you got to go back. And in my heart, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to eat animals. Like, but this is the way that works. So what am I going to do? And it's the same thing in business. Some of you guys are taught like you have to grow a Facebook group and like you don't want to do that. Or you have to grow an Instagram and you like really like Facebook. Or you got to prioritize your email list and you really just don't want to do that. So sometimes you're following a path that you're like, oh, but that's the way. That's the way. And I can't get there unless I go the way. Again, intuition. There's so many different ways to this path of success. So many different ways. And your journey of being successful is about action. And it's not about the right action in the only right path. It's about the right action for you. And there's a bunch of different paths that you can take to get there. So it's really about soul-centered experiences and soul-centered work. And I could dive into this more. I think when people aren't showing up in their fullest capacity, there's a deeper issue. And the deeper issue generally is you're afraid of who you will become on the other side of those decisions. So if I look at my income, I hit $500,000 2 years in a row in my business. It was a huge milestone, but I felt like a failure because I didn't actually hit like the next level that I wanted to at the time. And I realized it was because things were really, really great where they were. And I was really scared of like what would change on the other side of making 2 million or 3 million or whatever my goals were at the time. And so sometimes the reason we don't take action is because we don't know what life would look like on the other side. I once had a client, she was working with me one-on-one. She was in a really unhealthy relationship with her husband and she wanted a divorce. But the story she kept telling herself for not getting a divorce was, I don't make money. So part of her higher self over here is like, make a fuck ton of money. Make a fuck ton of money so that you can leave your husband because you're not happy and you want a new path and you want to start over. And this other side, this egoic side on the right hand, like we talked about your right and left, the right hand was like, oh my God, but that's such a scary decision. You're going to leave your husband? Oh my God. And what if your business makes money and you don't sustain it? Oh my God. And what if you leave your husband and it's the wrong decision? Oh my God. So she self-sabotaged and created the circumstance for herself where nothing changed. So Caitlin, I hope that resonates with you. And just remember, sometimes the change that's going to come on the other side of you being in your power feels really nervous, feels really scary. Yeah, I love, oh my God, you guys are asking all these questions. It feels so good. Lucy says, how would you suggest adding manifestation and the law of attraction into this? Do you think techniques like the 55 times 5 are useful? Yeah, Sarah Prout teaches this, the writing down what you desire 55 times, 5 times or something, I forget, 5 days a week. I think manifestation is about what works for you. So if you're the type of person that is really good with visualization, closing your eyes and meditating on your goal and allowing yourself to feel, and this is about who you are as a learner as well. So I'll just share too, inside of CM, when we cover coaching style, one of the most powerful things you can do is identify the type of learner that your student is to get her more results. And there are 4 different types of learners. I'm a kinesthetic learner. I learn by feeling. I learn by embodying emotion. When I go to buy something, I'm buying based on feeling. I'm not buying based on logic or what the information on the website says. And when you know what type of student you are, and when you know what type of students your clients are, you can get huge results for them way faster. So if Lucy, if you're the type of person that learns through the written word, and you've always journaled, and you have this pattern of journaling, I would say go for it. I get out my journal all the time, and I'm anchoring into the woman I'm becoming. I don't do the 55 times 5, but I write out intention lists, and I write out future forecasting, like what my life is going to look like when I have everything I desire, right? So there are so many different ways we can do this, anchoring into who we are becoming. Ashley says, this is amazing. Amazing. I'm so glad that this is vibing with you guys. Woo! So, so good. So here's what I'm going to tell you. There is a leader in you. She is over here on the left. She is amazing. She's unstoppable. She has no limits. She's in her power. She is a master. And a lot of the times when we are in our businesses, we do not give ourselves permission to feel like the leader now. We say, okay, I'll feel like the leader when, right? I'll act successful and confident when. And there are these really twisted rules we have for ourselves. A 6-figure milestone, $10,000 launch, like all of these different things, 10,000 Instagram followers. We think, okay, I can't feel successful until that happens. But your success energy is what creates the experience of manifesting the success into your life. So I'm going to challenge you guys tonight for homework. Again, journal prompt time. You guys did so good with this. I love seeing you guys share it. You shared pictures of your journals on your desk. You shared your faces. I think one gorgeous soul did a video testimonial inside this group about what she learned. I'm so proud of you. I saw so many of you on IG stories with your face, just sharing your breakthroughs. We're going to do that again. And I challenge you to participate and share, because the more you share, you will have a chance at winning the grand prizes of this series. Beautiful products in store for you. And I want to also just tell you, I'm so freaking proud of all of you guys who have jumped on the wait list. Every single one of you who went to businessbabe.com and /coach and looked at that sales page and opted in and said, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do something. I'm so proud of you. I'm celebrating each and every one of you. That was the leader in you speaking. So we're going to practice connecting to her. We're going to practice paying attention to what she is, who she is, what she wants, and where she's going. So you are going to get out your journal and you're going to ask a question. Well, we're going to do 2 today. Number 1, why am I a leader right now? Why am I a leader right now? What is beautiful about who you are today where you can say, I am a leader right now? Maybe it's a certain book you read that made you feel like you have expertise. Maybe it's years of school study and psychology. Maybe it was a personal development event you went to in the past. Maybe it's the fact that you have a beautiful website you're really proud of, or you're great in the written word, or you have an awesome logo you're super proud of, or you help all of your friends and your friends are like, oh my God, you're so good at this, right? I always come to you for advice. What is the evidence of your life right now that makes you a freaking leader today? That's question number 1. And you're going to write that out and you're going to look at it and you're going to feel that energy. You're going to take a pause. You're going to go, oh my God, I'm a leader right now. Amazing. And in that pause, I want you to think about the next level of leader in you. After you pause to feel gratitude for the leader that you already are, you are going to imagine, visualize, feel into the leader that you are becoming. And you're going to take a moment. You're going to celebrate her, And then you're going to do your second prompt. And your second prompt is, what do I need to change in my life? What do I need to do differently to be the next level leader I'm calling in? So again, why am I a leader right now? What do I need to do differently to call in that next level leader within me? Really simple. And your answers may be really surprising. My next level leader, I remember I wrote down like she wasn't gonna eat cookies in bed. And I was like, that's weird, but it's here, right? So allow yourself to receive whatever your journal prompts show you. That's the power of journaling. There's no wrong way to do it other than not listening to your intuition. So you're gonna open that up. Okay. Finally, one last thing. If you're in the Facebook group, I was able to share a link with you guys. We have a special podcast episode out today on the Business Babe podcast where I'm sharing a behind the scenes recording from previous rounds of our coaching mentorship program. So if you're really curious to see, and a lot of our students say, like, and you'll hear from testimonials, we're putting, I think, a couple of podcast episodes out with our graduates. One of the most profound things people take away from the program are those group calls and watching me coach and being able to learn from that. And so in this group call replay, you're going to get a sense of it. It was a replay from our very first call from one of our sessions, and it will provide you tons of breakthrough and clarity. I feel so confident. So you can click the link in the bio of this actual Facebook Live, if you're watching the Facebook Live. If you're on Instagram, we're going to do a swipe up later today on IG stories, so keep an eye out. And if you're listening to this replay on the podcast, just go back and listen to the previous episode, a behind the scenes group coaching call from the coaching mentorship program. Doors open on Monday, ladies. I'm so excited to see you and hold space for you. Elizabeth says she just listened to the podcast episode this morning. Woo! So freaking proud of you. I love how you guys are taking action. Lucy says today's video was so helpful. Nancy says the podcast was so good. Amazing. I'm so happy to hear that. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being on the call today. Yeah, it totally felt like a vibe. It totally felt like a vibe. I think there was something really magical that happened today. So thank you all for being a part of it. I love you. And of course, I will see you tomorrow for day 5. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye, guys.